From the home of one of the highest rated Friday morning sports shows in WDRT history, this is View from the Bleachers. How's it going today, guy?
Good, how are you?
Good, yeah. Been a fantastic once again week. Sunshine, rainbows, lollipops, growing gardens.
And then coldness, rain, dreary.
No, I'm an optimist. I didn't experience, that was none of
I
that.
Did.
Nope, I didn't see that.
My wife
week.
Has plants outside in a greenhouse.
Hey.
When it hit 35 the other day, she was a little worried.
Mass panic, yeah. It is okay. The tomatoes will be okay, everyone. We'll get through.
Yeah,
it's not too late.
It's not the vegetables. It's the flowers.
Oh, fancy flowers. Yeah, you don't want to have to go out and buy those again.
No, I do not.
Once again, you want to talk about sports?
Yeah, we can.
Okay, I mean, I have
we
a list.
We talk about food, too.
Once again, we have a list of three or four other things not related to sports because it always feels like when it's not Packer season that it's a slow sports week. But we'll focus. We'll focus for on sports for 26 and change more minutes. Things that were fun this week. The Brewers. I was very, very down on the Brewers.
Yes, you were.
They were not playing good. It's easy to be down on a team that lost 7 out of 10 and was not hitting nor pitching all that well. After we talked, I talked poorly about them. They swept the Royals. They were playing some really bad teams.
Yep.
Royals and Cardinals this week. Which, for old school baseball fans, the Brewers used to be in the same division as the Royals, and the Cardinals are really easy to not like. So it was actually a pretty good week. They swept the Royals, like I said. They lost 18-1 against the Cardinals at one point. They just got trounced in the opener, 18-1. That was not good, but they won 3-2 on Wednesday. And the Thursday, it's Corbin Burnes in the finale. Corbin Burnes is their ace and has been just pitching lights out for the last 3-4 games. He is pitching at ace status. So, Brewers are now sitting at 24-18, still first place in the division.
One game
ahead. Yep. Oh. Pirates? Is it? No. Who's second?
Pirates.
Still Pirates. Okay.
Then the Cubs, Reds, and Cardinals are dead last.
Yeah. No. Cardinals.
Not used to seeing that.
No. For the longest time, you could reverse those and go Cardinals. Cardinals on top. No. It's a. I'll just keep beating that drum, man. It's good to watch the Cardinals lose. It must be how you feel about the Packers. Is
yes.
Definitely how I feel
yes.
about the Cardinals. Nope. I root firmly against them. Almost more than I root for the Brewers. Is getting excited when the Cardinals are terrible.
Funny.
Yeah. Let's see what else happened with the Brewers. Also, I talked poorly about Christian Yelich.
And he was like the all-star. I mean,
and
he
in the
was
last,
great.
You know, for somebody who doesn't watch much baseball, you sure knew a lot about Christian Yelich. Yeah, he's been on fire.
On a completely open.
Yeah.
I subscribe to ESPN 1, 2, 3 at Deportes and all the other
You've
ones.
Updated your favorites to include the Milwaukee Brewers.
No, I have not. But they just bring him up when the Brewers are something. It's like my Twins when they either team does something really good. ESPN will show it.
Which is how
that's the only time I really know what's going on.
And that's how you can tell Christian Yelich is for at least the last week, which
yep.
in it's baseball, but it's a week. It's been a really, really good week. He's hitting this week he was the a lot of home runs, a multi-hit home, multi-home
like the
run.
Guy that you guys thought he was gonna be years ago.
When the Brewers traded for Christian Yelich was young, up and coming, was going to be a superstar, and he hit that first season with the Brewers, it was everything.
He did everything
that you could want from he was an all-star. You know, finished like third in the MVP race. Since then, he has gotten hurt consistently. Yeah. It's been just this string of leg injury working its way up into hip and back and just everything. So it's taken now 2 years. So I'm sure I've now jinxed it by getting excited.
Yeah, he hurt himself.
He's been averaging about 95 games and playing them poorly for the last couple of years. But he's now up to hitting .258, 7 home runs, 9 steals. He's getting on base a lot. He's a .340 on base percentage for anybody is very good.
He's finding his groove.
He's getting on base and running a lot and playing in the outfield, not hurt. I actually finally watched a Brewers game on TV, and Christian Yelich is running around. A couple of years, he was just hobbling.
Yeah,
he won a Gold Glove, and he was just not good to watch. But this year, he's playing a lot better. So he's not playing up to these MVP numbers, but
he's getting there.
Unexpected talent.
Yeah,
I would have counted on him to be bad again this year. It was assumed.
How much is he getting paid a year?
He's only making $17 million a year.
Oh,
he's making $10 million more than anyone else on the Brewers. And he's, but for $17 million, I think I looked it up. He's like a top 15, 20. He's the highest paid brewer, but he's not amongst the national.
I mean,
40 and they 50
Brewers
million.
Could pay me $10 million, I'll hobble around.
Yes. Oh, I'm sure. Well, for a couple of years, you would have played about as well as Christian Yelich was playing. He was. I watched a couple games where he seven hopped a ball. He couldn't get to balls in the outfield. He wasn't swinging right.
Ouch.
He's swinging. He's swinging it right. So
good.
Yeah. So their uptick for the Brewers, and also Corbin Burns, same thing. He started out the year meh. He's back to
What's the official word?
Meh. 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 Now he's hitting above me. Throwing above me. He's throwing like an all-star. Corbin Burns is back to MVP Cy Young level, which is good because the Brewers just keep getting hurt.
Sure.
Wade Miley, who has been hurt, I looked at the internet, told me 9 trips to the disabled list in the last 2 years. He played 6 games last year.
Jesus.
He's hurt again. He'll be out for a while. So it's just you just keep bringing up AAA depth, crossing your fingers, trying to win 2 out of 3 as much as you can. Try not to lose 7 out of 10 very frequently. And luckily, their division is not good. The rest of that division is either the Pirates above 500 or no one good. So the rest of the you can keep the Brewers are still the favorites to make the playoffs. So go Crew, right?
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see what else. You know, truthfully, that was a, we could talk Western Conference. The finals. The NBA has gotten into the finals round of the of basketball.
First game was last night with the Lakers and Detroit Nuggets.
Denver Nuggets.
Did I say Detroit?
You said Detroit.
Yeah, I got football.
They're a city too. You're not wrong.
They're there, but I'm like, and Jokic was just killer in the first half.
Yeah,
like. What do you make? He had 30-some points.
Guy's fun to watch.
Oh, my God.
There's something charming about watching a very unathletic, large guy. Just all the little passes, all the little...
At one point, Denver was up 25 points at one point in the third quarter. The amazing thing was that the Lakers taking it all the way back to what the Denver only had like a one-point lead.
Mm-hmm.
So that was impressive. I think in the third quarter, they kind of went, okay, we got to do this.
Yeah.
And they figured it out. So if they got it figured out, this could be a really interesting series.
The NBA playoffs are nice like that. And in a best of 7, you like to assume the best team wins. But, I mean, the most talent, LeBron, both these guys, Nikola Jokic can carry a team.
Yeah.
LeBron James has carried teams before.
Yeah.
And you watch it in bits and pieces. Yeah, no, that's intriguing, entertaining basketball.
And I want to watch, I'm actually going to watch the Celtics-Miami Heat.
Yeah.
I mean,
I watched the game 7 where the Celtics just stomped the yard with
throttled.
Joel Embiid, the MVP, was the second or third best player on the court. Jason Tatum for the Celtics is playing.
The biggest thing I think
an MVP.
Yeah, between the two teams though, the Celtics have more depth.
Yes,
you know they're just well rounded. Where Tatum can maybe have an off night. And everybody else step up.
And Jaylen Brown is considered, if you're going a 1 to 100 scale, Jaylen Brown is just a couple points lower than Jason Tatum. Jason Tatum's like a 95.
Miami Heat, Jimmy Butler.
It's all Jimmy Butler. And, well, Bam Adebayo is a really underrated center because
But shooting, the defense.
Jimmy Butler is.
You saw it when Jimmy went down for those 2 games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't stand a chance, really.
When a guy turns into the Kobe Bryant version of himself, it happens in the playoff. It'll happen in the NFL once in a while. You'll see a guy who plays way better than he should.
Purdy?
Exact, for bits and pieces, and you're like, oh, this guy, Terrell Davis, made a whole career out of playing better than he was.
He's awesome. I love
him. Right. You'll see, but Jimmy Butler is playing like he's going to carry a team.
Right. The fun thing is about it, in the last 4 years, these teams have met 3 times.
Yes.
You know, so there's now that, you know. So, yeah, there's a lot of deep stories coming through about, you know, the Celtics and Miami Heat and, you know, just everything.
And by next week, we'll have gotten into enough games where we'll cover
chunks and bits and pieces,
be able to talk about, you know, there'll be at least, I'd say they will have played 3 games by the time we...
What's today? Today's now
so
Wednesday.
I will commit to, and I'll write it down.
Well, we might. They might have 4 games.
Yep.
The Lakers series might have 4 games by the time we talk again.
So, we'll be able to NBA playoffs, which, you know, hey, I'll watch. I'm in. I'm into it. It's good times. Otherwise, you know what else is really good? Local sports. I was reminded by a very good person to me that said, you know, local sports go on. And
he's a big fan too, I believe, isn't he?
He is my number one fan. Yeah. And I of him. Yeah, he mentioned Viroqua baseball, and I looked up Viroqua baseball. I went down the Max Preps, the national has every sporting sport, you know, every sport, high school sport,
every
in the country,
sporting sport,
every sporty sport in the sport and country. But I looked up Viroqua baseball. Viroqua baseball, for what it is worth, and it is, they are 11-3. I want to say 11-3.
Okay.
7-1 in conference, and I bring that up because, as we're looking for sports all summer long, because, you know, it's rolling into where my favorite sport this summer is just getting on the river.
Right.
I'm gonna count that as a sport. But when you hear, when you're driving through Viroqua and you see the baseball, everybody lined up, and you can, if anybody's driven down that road, they know. You know when a baseball game's going on because it is packed, parked all. It's such a good time to sit in some bleachers, even if you're not. Especially if you're not rooting for anybody, because then you're just hanging out watching baseball.
Right.
But getting down to Coon Valley and doing the same thing, you chuckle a little bit, but it's nice there. That park is super, super nice. Walking
the
through
one that gets flooded out every year.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Go there. Don't go there while that's happening.
Go there. Yeah.
It's, but I, that's a you know, getting a chance to you know watch Legion games and then All Star games and all those high school traveling. Those were always some of my favorite sports memories as a kid playing baseball, and then
and you might think that I'm not a baseball fan. I played baseball when I was up until was I a sophomore?
Sure. Yep. Probably about the same time when you realized sitting on the bench isn't as much fun as working.
I was horrible, you know.
No, I liked sports more than I'm good at sports. For baseball it was the same thing. I stopped right about that same age, but I still will.
I discovered other things we can't.
Oh yeah, about. No, we can't cover any of those things on the radio. No, we
it's a family show.
No, it is. Yeah. Our families don't need to know. Nope. They already know. Yeah, no. I would highly recommend two things for the summer if you're looking for a sport is going on the river. We have the best rivers around, and then hitting up these little small towns, hitting a Legion baseball game. You'll find, you know, supporting the FFA, doing things like that is always a good time.
Sure.
And, that kind of, you know, as I was thinking about things I did as a kid, it kind of reminded me of, my sports heroes, right? Like what are the big sports? Like the big sports memories. I remember watching the 96 Olympics and watching Michael Johnson.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Fastest man in the world. He had gold shoes. And as a young kid in high school trying to run and be really fast, watching Michael Johnson, that was the first person I remember really, really. The 96 Olympics was my earliest summer sports memory was Michael Johnson and the gold shoes.
Well, see, now, when I stopped playing baseball, I actually started running track.
Oh, okay.
I actually lettered in track long distance, but I started getting into all that. I know, right?
Wow.
Nah,
okay.
Uh-huh.
I feel like that's something we should talk about. Well, no. Another time. Can we dive?
It's actually pretty good. I lettered in it.
I want to race.
Not now.
Were you gonna
I was
race?
Good when I was
all right. Me too.
16,
me too.
17. Not now. I'm almost 50.
So it's to be a very slow race. Can we break this race up into a couple of days? 100 meters over.
Here to back. We're done. And then, I mean, if you love the river, do you like you ever get into like the fishing tournaments?
I'm one of the worst fishermen.
Oh, it doesn't mean
you're... Oh, yes. No, we entered one as a kid, actually. My dad entered a fishing tournament.
Sure.
And I don't remember how well we did. Been in some ice fishing tournaments, too. That's a whole...
Yeah.
But no,
so, the reason I bring it up is because they have tournaments, like major ones in lacrosse all the time. My son has actually competed in those.
Oh, is that right?
Not that he placed, but he just, you know, he got a good taste of it. He loves, I mean, I consult him with any fishing stuff.
And
I fish longer than him. But I mean, that's something other, it's just quote unquote sport.
Oh, that's,
it's an interesting one.
Hand-eye coordination and patience.
Knowledge.
Knowledge, that's a sport to me. It helps to be helps to be physically fit and active, and that makes it a sport. Yeah.
Sure.
Summer. Like I said, if you're looking for
something,
it's pretty easy to find.
Or just off-season NFL.
Is it?
I mean, OTAs have started.
Well, more than OTAs, Aaron, the schedule got
released. Oh my God.
The schedule. The NFL is officially back in business for next year. I was concerned. I had a little bit of concern that after that Aaron Rodgers guy got traded, that they were just going to cancel the season. Yeah. But the,
I mean, you should. I mean,
Roger Goodell was nice enough to give us an NFL schedule. And it's amazing how well they timed that out. Right smack dab in the middle before players get released on June 1st.
Yes.
And with a couple weeks to spare, you can look up every game that your favorite team or least favorite.
They want to pre-sell tickets.
Oh, yes. Yeah, 100%.
That's all it is so you can make your plans.
It lets you, the consumer, know when that Vikings-Packers game is going to be. It tells you when you should go to Soldier Field. Like, when is the latest I can go to Lambeau and have
a
nice time?
What's the latest you want to go to Lambeau?
Well, that's just it. What's the best game like before December 1st in Lambeau? Because otherwise, you might just... One, hunting season. So, you know.
Yeah.
But... What do you got?
I was just asking, what's the most anticipated game you want to see this year? Not that you guys aren't winning anything, but
I mean, who's the Packers? You've got that up in front of you. What is the division that they're playing against?
I don't know.
Who's the non-conference? You've got because obviously watching the first game.
I mean, it's Bengals.
Oh, so you get the Bengals, you get the Ravens, you get the Browns.
You got Raiders, Broncos, Steelers, Rams. Oh, Rams.
What do you got?
Sean McVay cried to the league in an unreported, unconfirmed, that he cried to the league that he didn't want to play at Lambeau in winter.
Oh, I could hear that. That guy looks like the kind of guy who would complain.
November 5th.
November, okay. All right, I would like to see. At least it's not in the cold, so thank God he can do his hair right. And he seems like a guy who needs the right product for the right season.
I mean, the Packers, you guys go to the Steelers in November. Chargers come to you in late November.
Well, actually, I know what my favorite game of the year is going to be. My son has turned into a huge Steelers fan this last year. They were on TV a lot. They drafted two Wisconsin players this year.
They did.
And TJ Watt, their best player, is from Wisconsin.
Yep.
When he found out all those things, my son has become a huge Steelers fan. So that's going to be the one for me, Packers Steelers, where he and I can we can learn about competition and rooting.
December 3rd, you'll know what the Packers are because they're playing the Chiefs at home.
Oh, okay. And by that point in the season, you'll know where they are regardless. That puts you, what, about 5-6 games left at that point?
Yep.
Yeah, I
your last game is Bears at Packers at home to be determined on January 7th.
And I want to be optimistic, but I really got a feeling you're looking at who's going to finish last in the division. At that point in the season, last game, I feel like Green Bay, you could call it a successful season and still see 8-9.
If the Packers hit 500 this year, I think that'll be a good season.
Do you think 9-8 makes them a success?
8-9. The tie one, maybe, just because.
Give me 8-8-1, just straight flat, just with the Vikings. I would hope it's with the Vikings. You know?
That's happened before,
that
too.
That has happened before.
But, yeah, that's, I don't know, you know. I mean, there's not really any big ones that really, I mean, the Bengals, that's a preseason game, actually.
Well, I mean, considering the first game, the first time anybody besides Aaron Rodgers has been under center in 18 years, that first opener, who's their opener? I had that up earlier.
Bears.
Okay.
The Bears.
That's nice to get your biggest rival. And I still think the Bears are their biggest rival. Is that accurate? Is that?
I mean, it is and it isn't. I mean, Rodgers is now gone, so he doesn't own them anymore. I mean, he probably would still own them. But, I mean, your competitor, I mean, it's going to be Lions or Vikings. That would be the ones that, and nobody knows.
No.
I mean we could have another 13-4 season, be miserable.
And I still feel like, just like most teams, we could just as easily, let's say you're a Kirk Cousins injury away from
Nick
being
Mullins.
4-13, right?
Yeah.
From starting a Jared Hall led, hopefully he's, you know, like, so yeah, that's why I do love when the schedule gets put out like that, because, no, for me, the opener, the first game, Packers Steelers is going to be great. I like ending the season against the Bears, and I'm sure they have a Thursday night game, and, those are always...
It's too bad they're not playing the Jets this year.
Well, you know...
They played it last year. They're showing highlights of him.
Doesn't it feel like that's set in... I know they set that years and years ahead, but...
Nah, not really.
A couple years? It's 1 year.
No, they it's 1 year. I mean, not even... It's.
They know what those non-division
games. Yeah, they kind of got it figured out, but the
scheduling... They play the AFC West and the AFC Central this year. As their off games, but yeah, I mean that would be. You got anything on your Vikings schedule that
I mean, I want to see the Panthers.
Oh, Adam number one pick. Yeah.
Adam Thielen's there now.
Oh, sure.
So,
sure.
Big favorite.
Does that mean the Packers get to go against Carolina too?
No.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Oh. I mean, Saints is always a fun one.
Sure. Yeah, they've had a lot of good games.
Bengals. I mean, it's not a tough schedule this year for the Vikings.
No.
I mean, we got
I believe firmly that Bengals might be the best team in football. I think if healthy, that is an offense and defense.
Even last year healthy, Joe Burrow was out most of the training.
And Ja'Marr Chase was hurt for a lot of the year. I think that at full I think they get over the hump against the Chiefs eventually, and this feels like we could do that every day.
There's always gonna be a sleeper in here. Right. I mean, there's always one team you kind of go, oh my God, what, really?
Well, you know, it's funny because when you watch on some of these shows on cable sports shows, they've broke down the schedule and given probabilities and of all these different teams. So there's ways to predict the big jump. And of course, like the Jets are easy to predict now they're going to win five more games.
According to the ESPN, the NFL power ranking, which.
Yeah, sure.
Whatever. You know, I mean, there's a bunch of people that know their
games aren't played on paper, but okay.
No, but they know what they're kind of talking about. They got Green Bay ranked at 20 right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't debate any of that. When you don't have a real great quarterback and you finished 8-9 last year and you have bringing back basically the same team.
Right.
Yeah, I can see them, you know, their ceiling of 11 games. If they win 11 games, I'd say that's an A-plus season this year.
That feels like
an A-plus.
I mean, Minnesota's ranked 14. They were ranked before.
Feels exceptionally low for a team that
they
won
were at 11.
14 games
last year.
A lot of
people aren't very high on Minnesota on anything because of the defense, because nobody knows.
Yeah.
They assume that Brian Flores is going to do a really good job and mold, you know, get him. I mean, we lost.
But if there's no talent to mold, then it's, you know.
Yeah, we lost. Everybody. I mean, not everybody, but we lost Kendricks.
It's an interesting thing to think that you lost your best players on a defense that was terrible.
Yeah.
You know, so in theory, you can only get better.
Donatello. Right. Just horrible.
So you think you can only get better, right? So if the defense is even one tick better than they were last year, they should
honestly,
win some
games. And I think our offense has improved, depending on Dalvin Cook, but.
I still saw that he doesn't look like he's coming back.
I don't think
he is. Who did they trade? The Vikings traded somebody. You lost another guy. You lost
that's
a linebacker,
all
right?
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay.
He got 10 sacks, but he was injured half the other half of the season.
It's interesting.
Which is that's kind of his notorious thing.
Right, yes.
He's always injured.
It's interesting. The Packers have a team that's basically coming. Their whole team is coming back from last year.
Yeah.
Besides, a couple of spots, the Vikings are replacing a lot out of the 22 starters. They're probably replacing about 15 starters, besides offensive line,
for the
quarterback, and the wide receiver.
Four of the starting, or three of the starting cornerbacks last year are gone.
Yep. All your linebackers are gone.
Not all. Oh, my God, I'm drawing a blank. Not Kendricks, but...
Kendricks is gone.
No, he's gone. Yeah, yeah.
You got Harrison Smith still.
Yeah, he's signed
he's
one
106
year.
Years old.
Yeah.
He's a crafty veteran on the back end of that.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm drawing a blank on that. But, yeah. I mean, we lost a lot. I mean, we retained most of our offense, though. Other than Adam Thielen.
Well, you kept the parts that were good, and you got rid of the parts that weren't good.
Man, we're still waiting on Dalvin Cook.
I still feel like you can find a running back who's...
Yeah, running backs now are just like,
You plug the
guy
in. You
get 4 or 5 years out of them.
And you find the right situations for these backs. They don't have to run it 25 times a game.
You
find a guy who can catch it, and a guy who's fast, and a guy who's strong, and we'll give three guys the ball.
The thing is running backs, I mean, they've actually said this, upper management said, we're either going to find him, we're going to do right by Dalvin Cook. Either we're going to find him, we'll release him after June 1st, or maybe we can figure out a way for him to come back. He's not coming back. There's no way. I mean, there's...
Well, I looked at... I mean, $16 million is the highest paid running back in the league, and that's Christian McCaffrey. So you shouldn't pay a running back more than $5 or $6 million at that point. So if he's asking for more, no, you just replace him, you move on. You draft a guy in the first round next year, and you say, okay, we need to address that next year. And
Danielle Hunter, by the way.
There you go, Danielle Hunter. He's still on the
good
team. Man, he's super good, but he's been around a while.
Yeah,
I forget he's been around...
That's the one I was trying to...
Okay. So nearly the entire defense.
Harrison Phillips is still back. Jordan Hicks. See, this one's not even updated because it still has Eric Kendricks on here and Cam Dantzler. Well, that's stupid.
That just feels unofficial. Now, how close are we? Did we burn right through our time? Are we still?
Oh, my God. We're at 25 minutes.
Are we really?
Yeah.
Buddy, we did really, really well. I hate to cut us off, but I am demanding a song.
You want to do a song finally for the first time in 3 weeks?
It's been 3 weeks. We've been saying this. This song is a banger. It is one of my favorites. And it is Down from 311. That'll probably wrap us up, and we'll go right into the end. So thank you to WDRT for letting us do this. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Catch us on Spotify. Holton, this was our best show ever.
You bet.
Bye, everybody.
Later. Chill.